All right. So, Kelly Stoltz, thanks so much. That was awesome.
My pleasure.
Sorry we have to rush out of here, but it's that sounded great. And, you know, congratulations on the album and everything. It's all sounding good.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Any of you guys are out? Oh, who's in your band, by the way? You want to
it's this time around, we have Kevin Ink, who plays, he played guitar, and Shade Sarton played the bass, and Warren Hugel played drums.
Now, were these, is this like your regular band, or just kind of, when you go out, it's kind of whoever?
It's kind of one of those situations of where when we go out or play shows at home, I obviously can't do the, you know, the one-man band thing, like I do when I'm recording.
Right, right.
And play the drums and do all that stuff. So these guys are local musicians. Warren plays with a group called Tussle. Shade plays in a group called Sky Green Leopards, and he's helped out with the Wooden Wand and stuff. And Kevin's a studio engineer. So they're all very busy with stuff.
Oh, but, okay.
The pay that I offer them of, like, you know, see the country and get paid like 60 cents a day, it lured them away from those, right, from those jobs. So, but getting, you know, getting to travel around is pretty fun. So it's a revolving cast. Usually we have one extra guitar player who didn't come along on this tour, but, you know, that way we're all able to just squeeze in a minivan and try and make it work.
Now, you guys were down in Austin at the South by Southwest thing, and you're out for, like, what, a month or something? Or?
Yeah, we left March, I don't know, 12th, and we'll be back, like, April 12th. So, yeah.
Is this, like, a long thing for you, or you normally do?
This is the longest I've ever done. This is really my first time around the U.S. with a band. I went on a tour once with just kind of my friend Kevin and a drum machine, and that was just pure hell every night, time in and time out, because we were kind of relegated to playing a lot of the tender jams. Right. And if no one knows who you are and they're not listening, it makes for, it's a soul hardening experience, that's for sure. So it's nice to have a drummer making a bunch of noise, so at least if no one's listening and talking, you don't hear them, you know?
Right.
But yeah, so this is the longest thing. And then we go home for like 10 days, and then I think we're heading over to play in England and Holland and all that stuff. So,
oh, wow, that should be fun.
The fun never stops.
Yeah, wow. That's enjoying that you know it's going so well with the band, would you consider recording, or are you still like the way you do it is the way you're playing?
I guess I've sort of found like a thing that works for me, and I'm trying to get a little less of my only child syndrome, like right. To be obviously a parent, like and this record there was guys played solos here and there, they played some bass, we did a track in the studio live with the whole band, so I'm kind of moving into doing some of that stuff, but the majority of the next record that I've got going so far, these guys have been busy and I've been at home doing my thing, so sorry guys, I filled up all the tracks again, so once we realize how far out of time some of my drumming is and stuff and we need to go back and maybe make a good song even better, we may do that. But I still get too much of a kick out of playing the drums and playing the bass, and I kind of look forward to that more than the guitar and the singing. So
I guess it's probably easier. You can lay down the idea when it strikes you instead of waiting for someone
to come
over.
That's the big thing. Yeah, for me, it's kind of like it's a Polaroid picture instead of taking it down to the photo lab and waiting 3 days. It's I see this song, and it usually comes. You know, you're tinkering around on a piano or picking a guitar, and you know the melody comes to you. And it's like, oh, here's where it's got to go. And I can't wait to teach the drum part to somebody or hope they can find parking or whatever. You know?
Right. You teach them now when you're on the road. It's
fun. I teach them, yeah. And so, and I mean, I'm at home and I got my stuff at home to play. It's just sitting in my room. So just turn everything on and start going.
Now, you record on a four-track, I guess, at home? Or?
I record on an eight-track. I've got an old Tascam 388.
Oh, right.
Fantastic machine. It's a quarter-inch reel-to-reel.
Yeah,
and it's just sort of a glorified four track, but it sounds real good. You know, my next stop is to get some decent microphones, and I think that'll make the next record sound even better. I'm just using the plain old studio Shure microphones and a lot of close miking stuff closely. So,
sure, yeah.
I'm getting a lot better with the, you know, making stuff sound good. So if I can get some good mics, man, I'll be hi-fi.
Right. Now, you gonna join the Pro Tools revolution, or you prefer the tape? Or?
I really prefer tape because I guess, you know, being like as nostalgic as I can be sometimes with music, that's it's the closest I can replicate to doing what was done in the old days. I mean, a quarter inch 8-track is not a 2-inch machine or anything, but it just, it also lays out a finite amount of minutes. And,
right.
You know, you've got, you start cramming stuff on there and ideas, and then you're like, oh, cool, there's a little blank section of tape for 2 minutes and 11 seconds
right.
at the very end or between somewhere. Or that was a bad song. I can tape over that for 3 minutes and 41 seconds. And you just try to put something in there. And for me, that works better. If I go on to Pro Tools, I end up making music for shoe stores. I mean, it just turns into down-tempo, repetitive songs that go nowhere. They have no chorus, no bridge.
They go, I can loop this.
And there's no, not even loops. I just play the same thing over and over, and it never goes anywhere. And I discovered that. So I think, I'm going to stick with the tape stuff because it helps me to write songs rather than just play for nothing.
Well, it's working great so far. Now, you know, you mentioned you're already underway with the next record. Anti-Glow, I mean, it had so many different, I guess, lifespans, right? There was, by the time, who was this? Jack Pine picked it up. It was a year or two old already, right?
I basically was kind of without a label at that point. And when I'd finished that record was 2001.
Oh, wow. And 5 years ago. Right?
Yeah. So I said, well, this is my last chance here. I like vinyl records. I'm just going to press a vinyl record. So I did that, and that kind of was it for 2 years. You know, you took it to record stores, and I would sell it at shows and give it to friends, and then I needed to order another 100, and then another 100 after that, and it was like, you know, that record really helped me out in town. Just people thought it was such a curious little object. I painted all the covers myself.
Right.
Kind of did like a... made it into something more than just a collection of songs, and luckily a few different people along the way picked it up and helped me out, you know, like Chuck Prophet and Ben Blackwell from the Dirt Bombs and John Dwyer.
Oh, Ben, of course, you did the single with the 84 Tigers.
Yes. Yeah,
on,
that's
Cass,
on
Cass.
Right? Yeah, that's a garage rock ode to the 84 baseball
I love
Detroit
that one,
Tiger
dude.
Team. Cool.
Do you guys do that one or no?
I haven't done that one in many years. That was the song.
I was going to request it today, but I didn't want to be too much of it. That might be a little bit of a reach.
we haven't practiced that one in several years. But, you know, yeah, that so the Anti-Glow just kind of floated around, and it got released by Jack Pine in San Francisco in 03, and then a guy in England put it out, and a guy in Australia actually was the first guy to put it out in CD in 2002. So I was kind of stuck on pause there for a while and just had to wait for – kind of for it to get out there and hopefully for people to like it. So
now like did Sub Pop come to you, or are you sending this out like look,
no,
I need some help?
No, I'm very bad at that.
So they just said, hey, do you want to
come
here?
I got lucky, you know, my laziness paid off. And actually it was Ben Blackwell was got a record in San Francisco. Somebody, not me. I mean, I'm from Michigan. I didn't know Ben. He's a lot younger than I am.
Yeah.
And somebody at a record store said, he's like, what's good, you know? And they said, oh, this is a good local thing. And he did the covers himself, and he bought one, and the guy at the store told me, and I was like, cool, man, the Dirt Bombs guy bought it, that's great.
Yeah.
And I never heard anything for like 6 or 8 months, and I thought, well, there's a lot of folky jams on there, he probably didn't like it at all. Well, he was on tour for 6 months, and and he finally got a hold of me. It's like, I really love this record, whatever I can do to help you out. He knew a guy in England who wanted to put it out, and the whole goal was just to get the record to John Peel, and John Peel didn't like the record. So
that's too bad.
You know, some guy in England ended up hearing it though, and put it out, and a couple months later, it was like about a year ago, Sub Pop called and was like, hey, the Dirt Bombs were in town, and Ben Blackwell talked about you, could you send a CD? Sent up a CD, and it was like two weeks later, they were talking about it. And
nice.
It was a lucky time because Mojo had written some nice stuff about the record, and
cool.
So I just, you know, I just got really lucky.
Cool. And so you had the EP, and this album just came out in February, I guess, right?
Yeah. Below the Branches. The new one came out.
I keep
wanting
to say, I want to say Between.
Between.
For some reason.
Well,
you know,
it's like it's
great. Between the Buttons. And
yeah, Between the Buttons, and then Below sounds like blow, and so I've the best thing about my name, Kelly Stoltz, is the misspellings. You know, I get
it's K-E-L-L-E-Y.
It's my mom's last name. So I get K-E-L-L-Y. And then S-T-O-L-T-Z it's always either Schultz, Schmutz, Stotts, Spots, Spolts. So I purposely chose this stupid album title, Below the Branches, which I've now had translated as Under the Branches, Between the Branches.
I don't know why I always say Between the Branches.
Underneath, below, and nearby to something related to a tree. You know, I mean.
Right, right.
So anyway, I've failed once again.
Right. So, but, you know, you mentioned you already started work on the next record.
Yes.
Is there any, you know, I guess you obviously, you know, since you have the EP and the album out pretty quick, I guess you want to get this one out, the next one out sooner?
I would love to. I mean, I really admire, you know, like a band like the White Stripes or the Beatles or any of those guys who are able to just keep things coming out every 6 or 8 months. And it's not right. really, doesn't seem possible as much anymore. But hopefully Sub Pop, you know, I'd imagine, you know, on an indie label and doing your own thing, you're able to kind of do things on your own calendar. That was the joy about being with no one. Was
right.
It's up to you to do whatever you want when you want. But now there's a little bit more of, well, it's all right. full. The release schedule is full until April. So
right.
I've got a long way to go on the record, but it's coming right. along, and it's a bit more of a rock and roll record with more guitars, and I don't know. It sounds real good now.
Cool. So. All right, Kelly, well, listen, we got to bail here, but thanks so much for coming today.
My pleasure.
Sounded great. And,
thank you.
You know, the door's always open here at FMU, whether it's, you know, you want to perform the next Echo and the Bunnymen album or.
Well, I'll be sending that to Brian. I did finish Heaven Up Here, so I'll send that along.
All right, now Ocean Rain, did I overhear, is going to be next or no?
Well, Porcupine chronologically is next, and I did buy a sitar, so I can play the cutter and all the Indian Raga rock bands on there. So. That's next.
All right. Excellent. All right, Kelly. Well, thanks again, man.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.